वंदेहं श्री गुरु।
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 2nd of July, 1976, in Washington, D.C.
Come on. Good. Okay. What is this?
Kiwi.
Kiwi.
From New Zealand.
Those are Naratham's rascals over there, Prabhupada. Huh? Naratham's rascals.
He's learned how to make Indian sweets very expertly.
Ah.
He was making them in Detroit.
What a wonderful Prabhupada. This is real prasadam distribution.
Okay, nice.
Those are melons, Prabhupada. Melons, watermelon. Sweet melons. They're the best.
I say America is my fatherland.
Yeah.
India is motherland. And here is fatherland. So many fathers. My father was very affectionate to me. He would do everything for me. I lost one father, I've got so many fathers.
We like to keep it that way, Father. We like to keep it that way. We want to take care of you forever, Prabhupada. What do you say, Father?
That everyone appreciates that in India. That the American father is giving him. Just like keeping him in cotton. They admit that. Because salt. Roots are so nice. Krishna has given fruit. They are locally grown?
No, Prabhupada. Not too many. They all come from other parts of the country.
Your country?
Yes.
Not outside?
No.
Not like England. They have to import from. This is a very good example. Just like salt, we require little salt to increase the taste. But because it is absolutely necessary for eating salt, everyone eats salt, nobody can have one salt. It does not mean I shall eat too much. If I take this whole salt pot and put into the jar, it is very good. That is foolishness. Similarly, sense gratification, so long we have got this material body, we require little. And because it is tasty, let us take it whole pot. And that is mistake. Well, this is going on. This foolishness is going on. Sex life is good. Simply take sex life. Go on. And spoil your whole life. That is going on. If everything is still accepted in regulative principle, little soft. That's all. That's very nice. But as soon as you think it is very nice, let me take simply this, then it's fine. That is what. You don't reject anything, but accept an integral. Flesh eaters. All life. You want flesh? No, I want flesh, but I want this big cow. So why not less important animal? There are so many other animals. The goats are there, the lambs are there, the hogs are there. Take them. Why Krishna said, Buraksha, it's a very important animal. It will give you brain substance, this Rasugalla. There Krishna says, Goroksha. But this rascal has no knowledge. And the cows give her a milk, very nutritious. Now he eats the whole cow. They're all nutritious in the cow. This is the idea. Rubbish leaves. Why Krishna has recommended Goroksha? He never said the other animal. If you are fond of eating flesh, take other animals, not the cow. Give protection, take milk from it, and prepare nice preparation that will be good for brain, for your mind. Apart from, there is no question of religious sentiment, from practical.
Just the medical point of view is right.
But they are so fools, rascals, they do not accept. And they give example. Christ ate fish somewhere. Therefore we have to maintain the slaughter. Because Christ ate fish, then we have to maintain slaughter. Give the dog a bad name and hang it. So we have to make vigorous propaganda for all this foolishness. Mulanabhijanati Vami Papparamamba. So we are giving the best civilization. This Krishna consciousness. With little patience and perseverance you work on it, people will take it. Because there is nothing adulteration, it is pure. Rest assured. To follow the principles and push on according to the prescription I have given, it will be accepted. May take some time.
But they will appreciate the purity.
It is well. Actually, this proves and some milk preparation. Sufficient. You don't require any food. Is the flesh comparable with this nice food? To God?
Is there one for you, Srila Prabhupada? Is there one for you?
Yes. I'm not so poor. I shall give everything.
Nice.